the question was, will the path to the Holy Grail finally culminate in Roslyn Chapel, which I believe that it will. You know, there are many ways of looking at what the Holy Grail is. Andrew talked about one as being the spiritual path itself. There's another way of looking at it as being the power, the energy, the frequency that surrounds and interpenetrates an object. So you've got the cup of Christ, you've got the nails of the cross, you've got the cross itself, you've got the holy shroud. They all have a certain power attached to them. So when you get in proximity to that power, it works to initiate a process of alchemical unfoldment within you that lead you to immortality. So it's really the way I was trained in the Gnostic path, which I've been part of for many years, and most of my training has been in the East. They say that the true Holy Grail is the power. And they call it the Kundalini. In the West, they call it the Holy Spirit, right, that enters you and does the work of transforming you. Now, the Templars, we believe the Templars were part of a what we call a Holy Grail lineage, that this power was passed from one Templar Grand Master to the next. And this lineage actually started in the East. And what we believe is that the Mandean people, the Gnostic people of southern Iraq, they brought this power and this wisdom from the East. And they eventually merged with the Essenes, and they created the Nazarenes or the Nazarene branch of the Essenes, within which was born John the Baptist and Jesus and John the Apostle. So this power passed from John the Baptist to Jesus, John the Apostle, to Mary Magdalene, and then down a lineage of masters, all who were named John, until the time of the Templars. When the Templars arrived, then Hudapayons became John number 68 of that lineage. And from that point on, that lineage was one and the same with the Templars. I believe that the power of that lineage was the true Holy Grail that the Templars were sworn to protect. Now, I believe that there is wisdom, there is documents about that lineage in Roslyn Chapel today. We have evidence that there are objects that Ian and the Sinclairs and Andrew discovered when they did ground scans on Roslyn. It looks like there's boxes down there, and according to one legend, after 9 years in the Holy Land, the original Templars left the Holy Land with five big cases that we believe eventually ended up in the crypt of Roslyn Chapel, and we believe that those cases were full of documents, Essene documents, documents of that lineage, documents of that Holy Grail lineage that will completely confirm a couple things. One is that there was a long Holy Grail lineage that came from the East that Jesus and John the Baptist and John the Apostle were part of, thus making Jesus one of many sons of God, not the only son of God. And two, it'll prove that the two real successors of Jesus, of his power, of his Gnostic power and wisdom, were Mary Magdalene and John the Apostle, not St. Peter, went a totally different direction and eventually came into at the hands of the Templars. And so this whole Johannite lineage, this Gnostic lineage, became the birthright, became the possession of the Templars, and after the Templars, it became the possession of all the secret societies throughout Europe. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Rosicrucians, they were all Gnostics that were alchemists, that were trying to transform themselves by creating this power so that they could open themselves to divine wisdom, to Gnosis.
Why can't they find these boxes, Mark and Andrew?
As I said, there was ground scans. Andrew was involved with ground scans to determine what was in the crypt. He also went down into the crypt briefly, and apparently they found some boxes down there, which they believe are those boxes. According to the legend, those boxes ended up in Roslyn Castle, and then there was a big fire in the castle. Those boxes were taken out for safekeeping, and soon after that, they started building Roslyn Chapel. So from some perspective, it looks as though the main reason that they built Roslyn Chapel was to hold those boxes. They were so incredibly valuable.
It's like it was almost like a storage vault for the documents.
Absolutely. I believe it's a storage vault for many things. Certainly the Templars had in their possession many manifestations of the Holy Grail that had that power. They had the Holy Shroud. They had the Mandilion. They also had the head of John the Baptist. They found that during the Fourth Crusade in the same chapel that they found the Holy Shroud. And so they had all these power objects that, that were continually emanating that energy of the Holy Grail. Even the cup of Christ they had in that position at some point.
Is there something else there, Mark, too? Maybe the Ark of the Covenant hidden
away?
Well,
it's possible. As Andrew was saying, if you look at the secret scroll, it looks as though Roslyn Chapel was actually modeled directly after Solomon's temple, which held the Ark of the Covenant. And so it could be that in that place that Roslyn... That's associated with the Ark of the Covenant in Solomon's Temple is also there in Roslyn Chapel today, in the crypt. It's a possibility, yes.
How about that, Andrew? Do you think somewhere it might be there?
Yes, well, I mean, it is very likely. We do know that the Templars did escape to the west of Scotland, then to the east. Their main headquarters, they got away about 50 knights and 18 ships. And most of them went to Scotland. Some went down to Portugal and formed the Knights of Christ and discovered Africa and all, and Asia, indeed, for the Portuguese. But the rest went to Scotland because Robert the Bruce needed them, and he was excommunicated himself, so he didn't go with their condemnation. And it is extremely likely that they bought their records. And two things which we know they had, which were grails, and these were the containers of the Holy Shroud that turned up in Templar hands later, and of the Holy Veil. Now, as I say, they were the keepers of the royal treasures of Scotland. Whether they have the Ark or not, we don't know. But actually, Mark is totally right. I mean, the Grail is, what I was trying to say, the essence. It's a force. It's a spiritual force. And the Templars, when they had their 90 years in Palestine, in the Kingdom of Palestine, and of Jerusalem, they did have very close connections with the Sufis, and I think this sort of mystic gnosis went through the Sufis into the Templars. They brought back this feeling for a divine force, and this was the quest for the Grail. Now, there's no question that the Sinclairs were keepers of the Templar treasures and the royal treasures. And I was, I think, the only person who's been down into the vault lately. We got 2 nights and 2 days to work on those.
Well, what did you see down there, Andrew?
Well, I tell you what, we got a ground scan of them, and there are vaults below. And we managed to find a passage at the side, which actually was recorded in the 18th century. And I actually got down there. We took up some flagstones. And then there was a cross-blocking wall, alas, because Walter Scott wrote a poem, I can read you a bit of it, about 20 Sinclair knights, and all being buried, all the heirs of Roslyn, there was a straight bloodline for 700 years, all in the vaults of Roslyn, quoting Scott, seemed all on fire. That's the force of Roslyn, yeah, which Mark was talking about. Seemed all on fire, that chapel proud, where Roslyn's chiefs uncoffined lie, each baron for a sable shroud, sheathed in his iron panoply. They were actually buried in their armor down there, and that is a fact. And when, finally, Cromwell beat them at Dunbar, the last Sinclair knight was buried there. And they closed it up with this wall. Now, I got in at the side of the vault, and I found only 3 coffins and some bones, actually, and this huge wall. We couldn't drill through the wall, nor were we allowed to.